Man, what y'all talking about?
What they talking about?
What we talking about?
Hot nothing.
We in this thing, and it feels so good to be back.
A hot nothing.
The team has reassembled, minus one. We got a special guest host today. My name is
Deke.
You gonna take his job?
Take it.
You taking it?
Take it.
Give me that.
His boots.
Yeah. Give me that.
Take his Civil War boots. He got them glory boots that they fought for.
We need boots.
He got them swashbucklers.
He made an announcement on Instagram the other day that he's about to start going ham on these bitches. And I was like, oh, okay.
Who did that?
Chad.
I think he was talking about he's about to go ham, just period.
He said people got him messed up. They think he's nice all the time, and they made a mistake.
Oh, yeah. They don't know Chad.
Can we get Chad's selfies?
All right. I interrupted the introduction.
You're good. I am 1-4 for your host. My name is DC Irvin.
Tony Baker in this thing.
I am Ida Rodriguez.
And I am at Craig Wayans.
Oh yeah, I'm at Funny Ida.
That's what they gonna call you in the streets anyway.
In the streets.
How would you feel if someone said at Funny Ida? Ida.
Whatever word.
Is it Ida or Ida?
It's Ida.
Wait, you put a T in there.
Well, that's how you say it in Spanish. And it's Ada in English. Just like Eva Mendez, her name is Eva.
But they call it Eva. I like the real way is better.
That's a lot of the real way sounds so much
Ida.
Sexier.
Eva. I like Ida. I like that.
That's my grandmother's name, though. She had to check me.
Ada.
Yeah, you gotta put the...
I think there's something wrong with my mouth. Like, my lip's too big. I can't... I can't say it right no matter what.
You got a hood malfunction in your mouth.
Ada.
That's so funny. You said a hood malfunction. A lot of people have those, though, and they don't know it.
He said it slow, too. He's like, Ada.
Ada.
A lot of people I grew up with can't say Hugh.
Oh.
Like her.
So what are they supposed to... What are we trying to say?
Hugh.
Like Hugh, like Hugh Moore?
Different, like, you know, like somebody's name, Hugh, or like the color reference, Hugh. It's a different Hugh. They'd be like, her.
Her? Oh, okay.
It's a different her. And Aura, they used to say Aura.
You got to work on that, DC, or else you ain't never going to get a Spanish name.
I'm not. Never. I done tapped out.
All the time.
I just want to say, I'm happy to be in a room with three guys who are always smiling. Every time I see pictures of you guys are always... Because so many bitter people in comedy. It's cool
funny
to see.
It's comedy.
Yeah, but there's so many... Like, everybody's always frowned up, but these are three guys who always... They got, like, signature smiles.
Smile for those who can always smile.
Life is good. You got to put the energy out there. You got to put the light out there.
And life is short, too. It's like, why complain about stuff?
Oh, man.
It is what it is anyway.
You see people doing well, and they just frowned
up. I've seen a comedian cry before. Because another one booked the show and a tear came out. He was like, I live for this. All I do for comedy. And he sounded like Anna Mae Bullock. I was like, man, you gonna kill yourself.
You can always tell when the love's not genuine either.
Oh, yeah.
So proud of you.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm proud. I see you doing your thing.
In such a funny industry, there's a lot of little evil haters.
Oh, my goodness.
Man.
I got it last night from a dude. He gave me the bro hug. You know how they do dudes that do that pound?
Yeah.
He was like, good job on that. I felt like he wanted to squeeze the life out of me. This Puerto Rican bitch came out of nowhere. That was my spot.
It's
so funny.
Did you think?
Oh, by the way, congrats to you on that.
Thank you.
Last comic standing. Finally.
I appreciate it.
The top 10.
I'm the only woman right now.
Oh,
represent. Wow. Last of the Mohicans.
And you know, and I hate when people hate on me because they act like it's 2,700 comedians, Puerto Rican comedians in the game stealing everybody's stuff. You know, like all these Puerto Ricans in the game. We like dinosaurs in comedy. How many Puerto like Rican comics? Me, Mark Vieira, and Corey Fernandez. But women.
Women, it gets even.
Carlos who?
Carlos out of Atlanta.
He's not Puerto
Carlos
Rican.
He's, why he got a Spanish? He ain't Puerto Rican.
Nah, he just named Carlos.
Listen, I'm gonna tell you how black he is. It's with a K and it has a U.
Yeah. Where did he come, Carlos?
Carlos.
He told me when he was checking my phone. He said, "You spelled my name wrong." I said, "Oh, you mean I spelled Carlos right?" Yeah, it has a U in it.
His name is Charles.
I thought that had to be some Puerto Rican shit. Okay.
How do you deal with the hate when you know it's not sincere love? Like, how do you take it?
When you see the face,
because you can read people's face and you can see.
You know what? Surprisingly, I have this rep of being a super nice guy, but I call a lot of people out.
Yeah, you do.
I'm just able to get away with it because I do it in a nice way.
But people hate on you for being a nice guy. I hate on you for being a nice guy.
People hate on that.
But I keep it 100. I'll be like, Tony, you and your inspirational bullshit. Yeah. You need people to go sit down somewhere. Let us get the hate on. Stop it.
People going to hate.
I love the hate. The haters usually know more about you than the people that like you do. I'm like, damn, you studied up.
They make you
relevant.
Right.
They're the ones that make you relevant. Like, I looked at my views on a YouTube video after this guy went on this rampage about why I exist. I got more hits. People were like, whoa, let's see what this is about.
Let me look into this.
Yeah.
So the hating can build you an empire.
I like to get hated on by the older black male comics. Because I'm right in their lane. Like, you know, they're like a Puerto Rican. I got your role in the next Friday.
Yeah.
You know, like, they really hate. It's so funny to get the, I've been in this game for 30 years. You think you can follow me? I'm like, you going to do the Cabbage Patch again?
I wouldn't even say, like, how long I've been in it. If when it comes to a point when I get, like, 40 years in the game, it's like, you know what? I'm not saying nothing.
Come on, you've been doing comedy. It's over you, though. Just here and there, you know. Just try to fade off.
You can tell the comedians that don't want to say it. They're like, I've been doing this for a minute.
Yeah.
I've been doing this for a minute. Yeah.
Then you look him up and be like, 32 years? Like, man, he only 33.
You know, because by definition, insanity means doing the same thing over and over again.
No result.
Trying to get that Carson spot.
Yeah.
It happens sometimes.
Trying to audition
for
that.
When do you give up?
I don't think you give up. I think you go into
as long as you love what you do.
No, there's a time.
You become a funny car salesman at some point.
Yeah.
Well, no, okay, I wouldn't say.
You got a tap out?
You give up physically, but not mentally.
No, I think some people
financially
don't.
Financially, you give up.
Yeah. Yeah, financially, you give up.
That's what it is. That's what it all boils down to. Financially,
no, that's
you give
what
up.
I don't think Craig and I are talking about that.
I'm like, you put your 10,000 hours in, you're supposed to be like there, you're professional now. And it just still ain't building.
It's the Corey Holcomb thing, the Corey Holcomb school. You ain't got it. You ain't gonna make it.
Everybody don't have it though. That's true.
Everyone don't have it, but I'm saying, like, if you do give up, say if you give up, right, you put in 40 years in the game or whatever, and then somebody call you and be like, hey, I want you to do this gig. This is going to be your break. You be like, nah, I gave up comedy.
No.
I don't do it anymore. Do you come off the bench and dust yourself off and be like, I knew y'all would finally recognize, you know?
Pull a Leon in above the rim.
Yeah.
Put your corduroys on and ball in the corner.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, that's what I mean by you never give up. Because you just don't know. Somebody could see an old tape and be like, hey, he'd be perfect for this role, you know?
With the web. Yeah, now.
Yeah, and then you come off the bench and be like, see, I told y'all see it my way.
I had this.
I'm going to have to hate on that now.
But you know what?
In comedy, after sitting down, no.
This is the funny thing is the balance in the room because y'all are known nice guys.
Uh-huh.
And we're known assholes.
I'm a known asshole?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's why I follow you.
Asshole with a smile.
That's why I follow you. I follow them because I love them with their positivity. But I need you. I need Nye. In my life,
Naeem.
You need Naeem.
I need that in my life sometimes.
Craig don't post a lot though.
I don't.
No.
I'll be too busy in the middle of the stuff that I'm like, yeah. And then I'm like, I get home and I see everybody posting.
He posts every 2 weeks.
What was y'all taking pictures?
Yeah.
Cause you actually working.
But Naeem keeps the asshole going.
Yeah, Naeem keep it. Yeah, it's a normal business with Naeem.
Oh yeah, definitely. it's a lifestyle with him.
You were just gone. What'd you use it with in Africa, bro?
Man, I was in London. I hit 3 continents in a day. It was amazing, man. I was in London. I went to Durban, South Africa. It's supposed to be like the Miami of South Africa.
Was
it's like Atlanta. minus all the mixture of women. It's just like Lupita in different sizes and shapes.
Okay.
They all look like Lupitas?
No, different. I said different sizes and shapes. And
Lupita's not a dime to me. Lupita is like a 6 to me.
She has flawless skin, dude. She has a nice shape on her. You just can't get past the haircut, huh?
I think it's the hair.
That's what it boils down to.
Hair means a lot, man.
Hair means
we care so much about hair. Look at how they're doing Blue Ivy. Like, they doing Blue Ivy code. So, you know. Like,
oh, my God.
See, they are destroying Blue Ivy.
What's wrong with her hair? I'm not following
there,
her.
There's nothing wrong
She's
with
a
her
baby.
Hair. It's natural. Her parents.
So they're just letting it grow out in its natural
but
form.
But there's a woman in Brooklyn who put out a petition on the petition, and it got signed by 5,000 people so far.
Wow.
Saying that the baby's hair doesn't have any moisture in it, and they need to please moisturize her hair. That's not good. They're not taking care of her hair. I just don't know. When did
How old
it
is
when,
she?
Man, I grew up around a lot of black babies, and all of them don't get the correct moisture in their hair. Yeah. Sometimes they just get that extra barrette.
I just think that they've decided to. They just have decided to just let her be natural until she gets older. And I don't wonder that she's a baby. The baby
like has to be barely two.
People want her to be show ready.
This is ridiculous.
They want her to have
a perm.
Oh, because you know, in our communities, we value that stuff so much. We really have become slaves again to thinking that we have to adhere. First of all, when did it become everybody's business what Beyonce and Jay-Z do with their daughter?
Right.
Like,
how you gonna do a petition on this?
Who does that? Like,
this is so ridiculous.
That's cold. I'm like, man, my little sisters would have got petitioned out.
All of us. My daughter. My daughter's father's black, and I didn't get it right all the time. Yes. I'm Puerto Rican. Like, I didn't know what Carol's daughter was. Somebody had to say, yo, let me talk to you for a minute. That baby right there.
Yeah.
You're going to have to put some grease in her hair. Like, you can't do that to her. You can't wash and go with her. Like,
man, just dip it back
in
the water.
I'm sure they put a little something in there. Like, my son, like, we put stuff in his hair when, like, you know, his mom would brush it, comb it up. Like, when they were, like, babies and stuff. You know, slick it up, put it in a little ponytail.
She is winning when it comes to baby hairstyles. She got the 8 braids. She got the 6 braids, the 4 braid.
It just doesn't seem like safe for a babe to put chemicals in a baby. Would they want to have straight hair?
You don't have to put chemicals in it to put moisturizer.
But what?
Moisturizer's cool.
It's nobody's business. Like,
right.
Nobody can tell me what to do with my... I love my daughter. I didn't get it right all the time, but I loved her. So who is this woman in Harlem? And now that she's starting to get the hate and people are, like, revolting against her, because first and foremost...
Revolting against the lady that made the petition?
Yes.
They should.
Can we see what she looks like? What does she look like?
I'm looking at her.
But if the petition goes, is the law going to force Jay-Z to do her hair?
You see the petition. He got to come out on the balcony and do her hair for the torches.
Yeah, like, she going to get her ass whooped and they going to throw that rock on her. She better leave the people alone.
That's so ridiculous, though.
That would be hilarious if he had to abide by it. Like,
Yeah, he had to come out on his balcony.
Oh, no. It says Beyonce responds to Blue Ivy hair drama with a perm. I hope that's not true.
That's false.
That's somebody creating something.
It's on the Huffington Post.
How accurate is it?
She better not.
Beyonce better not go out like
sucker. The perm.
I'm the type of person, though.
I'm very insubordinate and stubborn. And, like, if you tell me to do something on the threatening tip, ultimatums, I'm doing the exact opposite. My child will be bald for life before I cater to what y'all... Freshman
figure out a way to make it nappier to make it look ten times.
It would be horrible.
Yeah, rocks in his head.
A black card.
My daughter would look like Sideshow Bob in the hair.
What Beyonce said?
Beyonce said she put the baby's hair in a ponytail on Father's Day. She said, I saved her life. She going to thank me when she gets older. As we can see, it petitions work. Power to the people.
What?
I don't know.
Oh, so she came to it and did her hair.
I think she was being sarcastic.
What does that even mean?
She would have been Lenny Kravitz. Like, I would never let somebody bully me.
That's some. It's too subtle of the sarcasm. I need more hard hit.
Yeah, I need.
She would have had the Wanda
Sykes. You got a lot of expectation from Beyonce. She could do it in a song, but
not from somebody that's probably sitting in their basement. Yeah. And gonna have tickets to the Beyonce Jay-Z show at the very top of the nosebleeds.
That's so ridiculous, man. It's like the pressure. Like, who does that?
And hate comes from the worst people. The people that don't have a damn thing. Most people that got the most
hate. That
was that quote you said outside?
My thing is, I don't like people to mess with kids. Like, if you want to mess with people, you can mess with people all day long, but do not mess with children.
Right.
I don't think that's cool, because that's somebody, that's a little kid. Like, I'm not cool with that.
Yeah, so just say what you want to say about me. That's yeah. fine. Yeah, say what you want to say about me, but leave my family out of it.
As T.I., did you see what T.I. said?
He did.
I'm like,
what did he say? What
happened? Wait, you should talk about some kids. This is not publicly.
You mean bad kids?
Like that little baby that was on the web everywhere, and she had like a weave, and she was like 6 months.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
But like, you talk about the parent.
You talk about the parent, though, not the kid. Not the kid.
Well, there's also the baby that was twerking up against the wall.
Somebody told her to do that, though.
It was like an 8-month baby. The head didn't even have its full balance, and it was twerking up against the wall.
Yeah.
You got to hit the parent.
That was Blue Ivy's hair. That's what
Let me see this.
I wish we could show y'all listeners this, but just pull it up.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with this hair.
I mean, I used to always leave a kid's hair.
It looks dry, but so what?
Said it looks dry. it could use some grease.
But not like ridiculously dry, but just like...
Like her cuteness, she's a cute kid. Her cuteness should overshadow that hair.
She looks like Jay-Z.
I just think people expect her to be Beyonce. Like, where's her weave? Where's her outfit? But, she's a little girl.
But you can't win. Like, if she came out looking like Beyonce, looking like one of those pageant girls,
then she'd already be wrong.
Then it'd be another petition.
The thing is,
why can't she?
A lot of people are color struck.
Yeah.
Because Northwest comes out with her hair undone as well, but since it's curly, it's done.
That beautiful they little don't baby.
Say, look at you.
That beautiful little queen.
DC don't like black hair, man. I'm saying.
I love black hair.
I don't like black hair.
But Blue Ivy comes out with her hair natural, and then everybody got something to say.
I didn't diss Lupita's hair. There's no such thing as good hair, guys.
Yeah. No, there's not. If you believe that, you're a slave.
Okay, I'm not going to say there's
look,
no...
What's wrong with the happy...
There's no such thing as good hair, bad hair. You should never tell that to
children. There's no such thing as good hair, bad hair, but there's different hair.
Because children will get their self-esteem from stuff like that. You don't ever want to tell.
You don't ever want to tell nobody. I prefer the texture of like... Like, Ida has good texture hair, but...
Yeah, but you can't smack Ida in the back of her head while having sex. She got too much hair. Lupita got the good little... You get that sound going.
Why would you want to
hurt her?
It's not hurting her. She might like that.
She could, but...
I don't think it's a...
And you get the same effect because you know she's fluent in Spanish.
Oh.
See, yeah.
She's a citizen of Mexico. You know that she won her Oscar, Mexico claimed her as their very own.
Okay.
And then, you know, the African country that she's from was like, no, she's ours. They were like, no, she's ours because she studied, she went to boarding school in Mexico and learned Spanish.
Oh, wow.
I hope she gets some good roles after this Oscar.
She's in Star Trek, right?
You know what?
Star Wars.
Like, I like it when people get an Oscar and just really doubt it.
You know what I want to do? I want to get hit from the back from a white man in a movie. Because every time they do, they get an Oscar and they end up the most beautiful person on the cover of People magazine.
That's not true. Nobody smashed Whoopi Goldberg from the back.
She wasn't on the beautiful
Halle Berry.
She got an Oscar, but she wasn't smashed.
Wait, she did get smashed by a white dude and
Ted Danson.
Made America, but that was post.
They didn't show nothing though. I'm talking about smash.
She had a full on sex scene with a white dude.
No,
in that movie that they filmed in San Francisco. What was the name of that movie?
We need a fact checker, Chad. This is when we need Chad. Where is Chad?
I finally needed Chad.
was it older?
It's an older movie.
It's before her Oscar.
Yeah.
What, Jumpin' Jack Flash?
I thought it was Jumpin' Jack Flash.
Nah, you got Craig over here making stuff up.
Jumpin' Jack Flash with the older white dude.
Jonathan Price?
That's the guy that
Whoopi ain't never took off her clothes.
I didn't say titties was swinging. I just said
She got smashed
in the movie.
Was it Fatal Beauty?
No, it wasn't Fatal Beauty. It was Jumpin' Jack Flash.
It was Jumpin' Jack Flash?
Yeah.
When she was in the phone booth? I'm a little.
When she was on the run.
Whoopi got hit in the movie.
I don't remember this.
You got to watch it again.
She got hit in Color Purple.
Monique didn't have.
You think about Color Purple?
Dude.
Oh, okay.
That white dude.
Monique wasn't on the cover of People magazine.
Also, it has to be the cover of the magazine.
That's what I said. I want because then you become the most.
Who would be your white dude?
Oh,
it can't be an attractive one.
No,
because no, you can't. Yeah, you got to go out.
Oh, Michael Fassbender Billy Bob Thornton looks sick, but Michael Fassbender is.
So who would you take? It got to be somebody not glamorous. Like who would you take?
Why?
Because it comes with a deal. You getting on People's magazine. You got to work for this People cover. You gonna have to work for this cover.
It wasn't like even though Michael Fassbender is I guess handsome to you, it was still a rape scene. Yeah. So it was like, you gotta, you know, take a negative.
It gotta be something negative.
Right.
So let's see.
Which white dude you want to rape you?
Well, she don't have to be raped, but it's like, we talking about a regular looking white, like Woody Allen smashing you.
Oh, in a, nah, I don't want that.
How bad you want people?
Woody Allen.
This vagina is too old for Woody Allen. According to what we've been reading.
He has to raise you is what.
Or how about the Professor X from X-Men?
Patrick Stewart.
Oh, Patrick Stewart is sexy.
From the back.
You give him, okay, Patrick Stewart.
He can get it.
He not cold
I've
enough.
Done so much more for less.
That's funny.
And I will not talk bad about my children's father, but you know. I get about $1.86 a year in child support.
I like Lupita's hair.
Right. Lupita's hair is gorgeous.
Nah, man, I'm trying to switch it up. Man.
It's just, here it is. It's the preference. We all have preferences in certain things. Some people like Diet Coke. Some people like regular Coke.
You know, I can't say anything
so
about
So what, you
this.
Calling
you
white see, women Diet Coke
I can't
and
win
you don't
this.
Like
Coca-Cola?
I'm just saying that everyone has a preference. And my preference would be more so like, you know, whatever, you know.
You didn't say.
But I think it's...
He didn't say.
I plead the fifth.
Yeah, like, you left it up to everybody's imagination. Yeah. Mine would be...
It would be, you know. It's just, you know how
real,
it is.
He got
you know
real
how it
rock
is.
On us. He got,
I like for the hair to be hers and smell good. That's my preference.
But you know, it's funny, you guys all have these demands and expectations of what a woman's hair should be and why I don't like a woman with weave and just date who you like, but don't tell women what to do because everybody has their own thing. I know some women who have weaves that look amazing. Kerry Washington looks great. Yeah. She doesn't look, it's not tasteless. I think it's just about being tasteful. Mm-hmm. I would have the nerve to tell people you shouldn't get a weave because my hair, you know, grows every 30 seconds.
Not
like, I could
shit.
Never tell somebody that's not good. It's different texture. I hate that. Because my daughter doesn't have hair like mine. And I would never tell my daughter, you know, good hair, bad hair. Like, that's so antiquated.
Because
so,
it does set up.
There is bad. If you don't maintain...
What is bad hair?
What's bad hair?
What's bad hair, Craig?
I was about to tell you. If you don't maintain or upkeep the cleanliness of your weave, then that's an issue.
I hear you. I agree with you.
Your happiness and what you want to wear.
No, I agree with that.
Well, when people say good hair, bad hair, they're not talking about upkeep.
I say pretty, not pretty.
The texture.
They're talking about your natural.
They're talking about the texture.
Yeah, because when y'all go get them bad haircuts from them barbers and have all that shit on the back of your head.
And I've been getting fucked up.
Exactly. What if somebody was like, ugh.
I just like vacation ready. I don't like going on vacation and having to wait hours to do anything.
And I don't want to have to go buy you some 10 skin.
Exactly.
So how about that? I got to represent my ladies.
So, we won't cut our hair. You don't cut your hair. Let's go on
vacation.
I don't care
about my
hair.
Just have
fun.
Yeah. You talking about the bumps on the neck?
Oh, yeah.
Nestle Crunch.
The extra vagina you have on the back of your neck.
That's so unfortunate.
That's good,
but that's skin though.
No, I don't know.
I think that's from the razor. People using the razor.
Yeah.
Using dirty razors.
You got to realize, you know, because I realize I can't use a razor. And I avoided it ever since.
No, y'all put a lot of pressure on your women. Some of y'all dirty fingernails have wax hanging out your ears.
But usually, you know? Dirty fingernails.
You could look. I could tell you brush your teeth to only a certain level when the butter's like accumulating
in the back.
But then you want a dime. I want somebody who looks, but you look like you just emerged out of a trash receptacle.
Yeah. Hey, they got a check in the mirror. I'm like, am I good?
Dudes do that.
Oh, I flossed and brushed on my way up.
No, but you tend to be fair. You know what I mean? Like, you
Definitely.
See, and I remember I did Corey Holcomb's, I did his podcast, and he was like, what is a man supposed to do when his wife gains weight? I said, I don't know. Let's call your wife and ask her how she feels.
Yeah.
Like, why is it okay for you to be chunky,
right?
But she's got to be,
you look
know,
like a duffel bag.
Yeah.
You want your wife looking like.
But what if it's the opposite? What if the man does keep himself up and does take care of himself? And
that's
what if the man is a dime? Can a man be a dime?
That's what the equally yoke is. That's what they call it.
You but know. You got to stick to somebody through thick and thin. They have your babies. They're going to gain some weight, you know?
Yeah, but you got to be supportive with them. But if that's the lifestyle y'all live beforehand, mm-hmm. then you can't expect them to just pop in shape. But if y'all
are
supportive from the beginning,
yeah,
it works.
Yeah.
You hear me, ladies?
Because women can get lazy, though. Like after
everybody
the baby.
Everybody can.
Yeah. I'm talking about baby weight. You know what I mean? Sometimes a baby weight, they'll be like, oh,
I never carried a baby, so I would not know.
I don't respect laziness, though. I don't respect it.
From anybody.
Yeah, it's just like, you
but
know.
But I think on. Men get more lazy than women do. We have more pressure on ourselves to stay. When you can tell when a man starts making money, the abs immediately go. You can see, unless they're...
I'm sitting nowadays, dudes is quick to be like, got money, trainer, let's go.
That's yeah, funny. Like the ones that are in front of the camera, like actors and stuff.
Oh, yeah, Hollywood like, regular guys.
Yeah, like, just... look at how Rodney Jerkins. Remember when he blew up? He blew up.
I thought he was always big. He was small before?
He got bigger. He lost weight now. He's gotten small.
They're eating well. They're
yeah.
Eating
like, and just, it's crustaceans, know. Mr. Yeah. Child.
They're not as stressed no more.
I think I'm going to, when I get it, I think I'm going to get fat.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, I think I'm going to get fat. Because I was already starting to gain a little bit. Like, I'm going to be that dude.
So
like,
you'll be fine. You'll get you a fat girl with some long hair.
Big girl.
You know what? Like, let's say I become more financially, you know, independent and well
when.
Off. That makes me lose my appetite.
Seriously?
Having money makes me lose my appetite a little bit.
Well, you can't afford to lose no more weight because I believe you got anorexia right now.
I'm 209 pounds. That's a good weight.
Well, there's a rumor on the street that you got that shit.
Yeah. Your hands looking big.
They're like, you see, Tony looks sick. I'm like, they took his appearance out.
I'm going to have to post my rabbit HIV. Like,
look, yo. You look like you had that big boy surgery.
Nah, heck nah.
Get all skinny.
Nah, heck nah.
I look deflated like that.
Nah.
Do I look deflated? Wait, do I look deflated?
No. Not to me.
Al Roker.
Yeah,
you know. No, you don't, bro. No, don't listen to them.
I made mention to
this is the other nice guy.
No, you don't, bro.
What's the first thing I said, Tony?
You said skinny.
Damn,
like,
nigga, he lost a lot of weight. Yeah. Yeah, that's my way of saying
but
you look
deflation,
sick,
though?
Man.
Not deflation, yeah. Bro. Don't listen to them,
you look
bro.
Like
they just not used
quick.
To it yet.
I was like, what the hell are you on?
It looks like you've been working out the healthy way.
No.
And it looks like you've been eating better.
I look unhealthy?
No.
No, you just, staples. You look like you lost a, rapid weight loss is never healthy.
You said what?
You look like you got them staples.
And you know what's funny? Those people always try to make you feel like they lost it another way. They'll never admit to having a surgery, but then they're throwing up all over the place because,
yeah.
You know, they can't hold any food in their stomach.
It's funny, like people's reaction to my weight loss is funny because they'd be like, you looking good, Tom, man, what you doing? Oh, you know, I just had an organ removed. Oh, and then they feel bad. You know
I did
mean?
Feel bad. I was like, what, you had mono? And you was like, nah.
Yeah, I took my appendix.
It's like today's day. You can never win.
No.
You can win.
Yeah,
so now, I'm bored at the soup plantation.
But the optimist were like, Tony really trying to get that TV shit. He lost the eye. He got white boy skinny.
Yeah.
So it's
like Catch 22.
You can't win.
Yeah, you can't win.
You're like, what's going on?
Yeah.
So you were asking, straight up like,
I asked
hey, man,
him,
you
when know. I first walked in, I was like, hey,
I didn't even
man,
lose that
weight.
Much weight, though.
You didn't ask. You just, hey, Tony, you lost weight. You didn't be like,
and
hey,
I
Tony,
said,
are you
got old? Mono? And he's like, nah, my appendix. And I was like, oh.
That's so, but it's funny how we are so conscious of weight in this country.
Yeah.
Like, we are, it's such a, it determines so much for us. It's so crazy.
Especially
here in
LA. I'm
not sure if it's like that in the middle of America. I know we in LA, so we don't get...
It's super ridiculous out here.
Down south, they don't give a... Down south, it's some... It's, you know...
Oh, I'm from Florida. Yeah. I went to school in Tallahassee. I know. They
but,
the thicker you are, the more attractive
yeah,
you are.
Mm-hmm.
It's also what our first lady is pushing for, too, a healthier America.
Yeah.
Because in that middle, they'd be like... We out here.
Yeah, man, it is what it is.
You ever seen the Sonic's menu?
Sonic, man.
They hold nothing
man.
Back.
Cheesecake, milkshakes.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it was like, dang.
You can get a fried grilled cheese sandwich at Sonic.
Oh, man.
Dipped in ice cream.
Whoa!
That's that action.
I had some bread pudding from Bubblegum Shrimp the other day, guys. Let me pump that up. See, I'm eating.
Good.
Wait, I thought you were going to say something special about it. You
no,
just want
so,
the shout out food.
It was so good. Like I want to go right now just to have it.
Oh, really?
I ain't had a dessert like that in a grip though. It was just like, oh.
I can't do. I'm not a fan of like cake and cookies.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like,
you're not a fan of life.
I'm a candy dude. Like fruits. I'm still like a kid. Fruit snacks
like
and
a
Capri
soft
Suns.
Chocolate chip cookie.
Oh,
no, you
got to
get this cheesecake from Harriet's up the street.
Man,
I keep
just around
you
here, up the street from us right now.
Yeah, man.
I bet
y'all
it's
got
average.
Silent on that.
I'm not thinking about it because
I started thinking about it.
You know what? Everybody's looking at you like you got that South Africa London money. So won't you take us to lunch?
Oh man, y'all looking the wrong way.
Craig will never be tweeting. I mean, he'll be treating.
All right, the broke Wayans will be the billionaire at the end of it. Like when it's all said and done, everybody sees everybody else, and they be like, "Who's the richest one?" Oh, the one back there,
the
smiling,
one back there chilling,
smiling.
Yeah,
learning.
All right, we're gonna be right back, y'all. We're gonna take a quick break.
Forgot about the breaks.
Yeah, quick break. We be getting going, man. Hot Nothing is that show. We talk about a hot nothing. That's what it's that? Special.
What's it's really fun. I've been doing some boring ass podcasts. Yeah. This is really fun.
Yeah, we be chilling.
No offense. I'm telling you, everybody, man, else.
Chaz is done.
Chad, you think Chad's done?
He's done.
We got Siri. Let's Siri all the facts for now.
See, here's what Chad. I told Chaz, I was like, hey, we got, I need you to be available for these. He told me his days he could be available for it. And it was like Saturday and Monday. And I was like, Saturday, they're not even open. So basically, you just got Monday. And he was just like, yeah, pretty much. I was like, okay.
Sorry, Chaz, I've been looking for a podcast where I can post up with my point of view and have something to say.
You're out, Chaz. This is it.
And I'm going to show my cleavage every week and win.
That's another plus.
That is a plus.
She looks way better than Chaz.
Hey, I love Chaz, though.
Hey, Chaz. Yeah, we love Chaz, though.
She got better hair than Chaz, too.
Posted on
your
page.
Oh, we doing the hair?
I'm gonna keep going in on it because everybody be like, you know what I mean? The public is so sensitive to stuff. So I want somebody to look this up or listen to this and be like, DC don't like black women hair. Yeah,
that's what's going to tweet.
No,
that.
It's going to go to you don't like black women.
Yeah, it's going to go to that. I'm going to be like, hey, I made
DC
it.
DC like black women. DC
contributed
women.
To the black women population by two.
By
so
two.
Yes. He's good.
We two up.
So he can date anybody else from now on.
Boom.
He's good. He's contributed to the population.
Hey, do you got a song of the day for us?
I do. I'm trying to decide between these three songs.
This goes out to DC's basic black women.
I'm going to play some militant.
No, I have three songs.
You get uno. Two.
Okay, so I'm going to go with Withdrawal by Chris Lawrence.
Okay. Withdrawal by Chris Lawrence. Okay, y'all listen to this, and we're going to come right back. Yeah, with some more hot, juicy topics for y'all to talk about. We out.
Everything's out of place. The days grow so long when I cannot see your face. I'm so addicted to you and your love, yeah. Baby, I'm going through withdrawal. I'm going through withdrawal.
All right. That was Chris Lawrence, Withdrawal. And I must say, I was feeling the beat of the song.
You can't go wrong with that beat.
Very hard to mess up.
That's
that
the best
song.
Beat of all time.
You can't keep saying
I'm just
the
saying
best
that
beat
with a straight
all
face.
Time. And you say, man, this beat's like.
There's so many, like Uptown Anthem, Dun Dun.
Oh, that's a great beat. But what can you put above Sugar? You can't put nothing above it. At least admit to that.
Mahogany by Eric B. and Rakim.
I can't remember the beat.
Mahogany is dope.
I need to hear it.
Come on.
But Sugar one.
You always pulling out some old stuff.
Man, because I know hip hop.
Remember we had that argument?
I was
like,
born in this era.
What
I was
about
at the park.
Quiet Storm, though?
That's a great beat, but Sugar
ones.
Sugar
ones.
The way it just.
The Benjamins?
Nah.
No,
come close to
you
me.
Know what's yeah, funny that y'all naming all these songs, but Rob Bass song is like the most used.
Two, it takes two.
It takes two is like the most used.
What about
Lottie
Dottie?
Yeah. Oh, the show. Oh,
the show.
The show will always all make you stand
beats.
Up.
All great beats.
And Children's Story. But.
You can't
every time that
beats.
Yeah,
that was a hit twice.
All yes. great
Martel, wait,
and then Red Grant and Tripping on Tuesdays made it a hit again.
All great beats.
But Shook that's Ones, though, we did a rap over Shook Ones and it made us sound decent.
We sounded and we, anybody
your face changes when that beat. You're like, oh.
Yeah.
Oh
man. Dog.
But that song crossed barriers too because Tyson Beckford walked on the runway to that song in a Sprite commercial.
To Shook Ones?
Yeah, they used it.
You remember that?
Beat
I
so
do
cool.
not.
No guys remember. All the women do, but that's when Sprite got involved in hip hop, and then now Drake is with Sprite. Sprite really has been involved Sprite. In the hip hop movement.
I remember those little Coca-Cola Sprite commercials right. where they had the MCs rap, like T-Rock and CL Smooth, Grand Puba. I remember those.
Oh, what about they reminisce
they wasn't
over you?
With the St. Ives commercials.
See, now
they mustn't mess with the St. Ives commercial.
They reminisce over you.
You might have got me with that
one. They reminisce.
I might have to put that over Shaquan.
But no one really took that one in R&B, did though.
That horn?
What? They reminisce.
Over you?
Yeah.
They will soon.
They've used it.
We getting old.
I just heard somebody, some girl just used, what did she, oh, she used SWV, it's a new girl out, Week. She uses the Week on the intro of the song, and then she sings over the beat of the Week beat. Mm-hmm. They've used that. They used SWV a lot.
Man, they're using Michael in music again. Mm-hmm. Michael Jackson.
How are they going to make an album with Michael Jackson?
Like? I heard the album. It just don't.
Man,
just
I miss Michael, processed. So I love it.
That's what he threw away.
It just
that's
feels
like
processed.
He was. That's what wasn't good enough to make his album. Those are his. So it's like the Tupac stuff.
Yeah, but so we gonna take his trash. Elvis's wife. He divorced. We take his trash.
But I'm saying his trash is still better than some people's hits.
Yeah,
but that new car commercial they're saying was off the wall album. Back in the day.
But we know that wasn't Michael, man. Like, they didn't add it. I heard one of the songs, it was like different kind of beats that were clearly not around during this time. Like,
it just didn't.
Name a Tupac hit after he died.
What You Gonna Do for Love?
No, but he record those are not.
Oh,
those
you
are,
mean like further?
The, all the stuff that they released from the Masters.
Oh, the old stuff? I like Running. The thing he did with Biggie.
I don't even remember.
And What You Gonna Do for Love might have been his worst song.
But it was a hit, though.
She was it?
A hit, yeah.
It was a hit.
Like, but Even Changes was a big hit.
Oh.
But you know me, I love Tupac, like all Tupac. Yeah. And the songs that I love are not like what everybody
almost
like.
Definitely.
Like, well, When My Homies Call, that's one of my favorite Tupac songs.
I like Pain and...
And the song he had with Aaron Hall, that
when
song
When Tupac
was
first came out, I thought he sucked. I did not like
Whoa.
They Got
you
Me
like
Trapped.
Got a Baby?
No, I didn't like Whoa. They Got Me Trapped.
You know, that was Dave Hollister's thinking
on that
song.
They can't keep a black man down.
That was his first blast of me.
They Got Me Trapped. I was like, come on.
That's Brenda's Got a Baby, though. Yeah. Come on.
I didn't dance to that.
When I first saw Tupac, when I first saw Brenda's Got a Baby, I thought he was an actor first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was like, oh, he rapping too. I didn't know about the digital
I didn't like him
thing.
Till I get around.
Oh yeah, I love It's All About You. That song makes me
dum,
good.
Dum, dum,
cause I love dum, yeah. That had the dum, perfect. Dum, dum, you can't dum, lose dum. With Candy.
My favorite Tupac that's song of all time is So Many Tears.
Yeah,
off Me Against the World, and that's my favorite Tupac album.
It ain't easy. I don't know what album it was on.
But Me Against the World though is deep.
That's my favorite Pac album. I didn't like all
like Hail Mary. I like man. There's so many Pac songs. Hail Mary.
Even when remember he had the song. Let Me See You. What's the song? Aaron Hall's in it. Danny Boy's in
oh,
it.
Oh, you talking about Toss It Up?
Toss It Up. Toss that song is up. Like, that was...
That was on Machiavelli, right?
Yeah, Lisa Ray was in that video.
Was she?
Mm-hmm. Was she?
Yep.
Dear Mama.
Dear Mama.
Oh, yeah.
That's one of the three hip-hop songs that make me...
You tear up on Dear Mama.
Dear Mama, Dance by Nas, and it's another one that I can't think of.
You felt his soul in Dear Mama, like you really like
you connect.
Yeah, that was one of the songs you was like, ooh.
That's the thing about Pac, man. My mama. He was such a mixture of different things that everybody could connect.
And so
like
smart.
He, you know, he was political. He could be that, or he could just be straight thugging it out. Like most people are either or. Either they're too political and preachy, or they're too thugged
he
out.
He would get some
human.
Pussy, then give a speech.
Yeah, and to me, that made him more human.
He was fascinated by history, too, like all his study of Machiavelli and all the leaders, like the seven deadly assassins.
Yeah.
Like, they teach his class at UCLA and at Berkeley. They have the literature of Tupac. Like, who's done that?
Definitely a smart dude, one of the smarter.
I listen to the albums. They ain't getting my money for the class.
No, you ain't going to go to that?
No.
You ain't going to go to that pod class?
But if you had Cal, if you had one of these, you know, whatever it is, you're going to be like, I'm getting Pac.
Nah,
Pac or P.E.?
What's Pac's best movie? Juice?
Hands down, Juice.
Easily, yeah.
Easily Juice. Easy.
Above the Rim?
Nutso was my favorite.
Above the Rim, man.
You know what? The movie, I was more affected by Wood Harris than I was in Tupac. I hated Wood Harris.
He was like, you gotta be soldiers.
I hated him in that.
You gotta be soldiers.
Wait, Craig, were you on set for Above the Rim?
Nah. Oh, yeah. I wasn't allowed down there. Too much was going on legally.
What you mean?
Right before the movie started is when all the Pac going to the court stuff.
Okay.
Is that 93 they were filming that?
That was,
it came out in 94, so they were probably filming it like 93.
Somewhere around there.
Post,
I wasn't allowed.
Were you even in New York? You were in New York though, right?
I was out here.
Oh, okay.
But I always went to all the sets, but that one, Tina was like, nah.
For real?
They got a rape case the first week.
Nah.
Y'all ain't going down there.
Man.
Oh, wow.
You ain't getting caught up in no nonsense. Tina protected us quick.
Above the Rim, I was excited to see that movie, man.
Yeah, they had a great soundtrack.
The soundtrack was off the hook.
That SWV song?
Because I was like, oh, look at this cast. I was excited.
Wait, how old were you?
I was a little disappointed in the movie, though.
Were you a teenager when that came out?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was in high school.
Okay.
Yeah, I was in elementary, but I remember it, finally.
Yeah. You was in elementary? You that much younger than me?
No, I'm not. I'm older than you.
But it was like, that director died young.
He sure did. Didn't he get his ass beat? Oh, no, that was
Jeff
the other
Pollock
movie.
Directed that movie. He was like,
who was that, Matty Rich?
Yeah, the brothers.
The Hughes brothers. Yeah.
Tupac had a fight with them. One of them. One ran, he said. One ran.
I was mad. My dad would not let me go see that at the movie theater.
With the Butter Rim?
Yeah, he was like, nah, you gotta.
Menace. Did you see Menace Society, the movie?
Oh, my God.
I snuck and seen Menace.
That movie made me violent.
That's one of my favorite.
I left the movie.
One of my favorite movies.
Wanting to hurt somebody.
Cinematography. That is the black. What's that?
Martin Scorsese joint.
With Ray Liotta. Remember
the Goodfellas.
Black Goodfellas. That camera. That's where they got that camera trick from when they around the table when they were playing cards.
Yeah.
They got that from Goodfellas.
That movie was so real. I was in Westwood and the theater got shot up.
Really?
Yeah.
I would hate to have seen it out here. I saw it in New.
Boys in the Hood out here too.
That was my introduction to Dayton's. I didn't know what Dayton's were until I saw Menace to Society.
That's when and Boys in the Hood. That's when I knew banging was real because they was banging in the theater.
Oh, man. Wow.
And we was just trying to be quiet and eat the popcorn.
Trying to be good kids.
It's real.
It's a good movie.
Would you let, like, if that came out, like, if a movie like that came out nowadays, which we've had movies, but I don't think we have nothing like that in a long time.
Everybody's desensitized because of the internet.
Yeah, it don't
there's nothing
matter
really
now.
That's
you
gonna
think,
gonna
would you let your
anybody.
Kids see the movie?
Yeah,
they're going to watch
kids.
It anyway on their
them.
Phone.
I'd rather my kids
them.
Watch stuff like that with me.
Yeah, because you're not going to keep it from
with
them.
Me, but not by themselves. I think by them.
That's the best way to do
it. That's the only option because they're going to see it.
Yeah.
I'd rather look them in the face as they look at
it. And explain it.
That's how we went to see Fruitvale.
Oh, yeah.
We have like four of them. Let them take their boys and we go see it. You don't need to go sneak out and see it. We'll go see it.
Some parents be letting kids go by solo bolo.
They just don't know.
They're not a lot. Well, I think it's so important that you introduce your kids to stuff and explain it because when their friends do it, they get it all wrong.
It's going to be a different presentation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sheltering kids. We all
cocaine
parents here.
Ain't too bad. Trust
I was going to say with weed because some parents be like, I'd rather you come smoking at home than out in them streets.
That's
I'd rather give you a talk about why you shouldn't do it.
Right.
Yeah.
But I told my daughters, I'm not going to lie, I told them why they shouldn't do it, but I told them, like, hey, if you ever want to smoke, smoke it here. Smoke it at the house. You know, and I've been giving my, I was going prematurely. I'd be talking to them when they was like 7.
Maybe
like 7 years old. And I've been giving them.
You and I, because we both got, we had our children early and out of order. You know, like my husband came after. So I did. My dad was like, "You broke it. You bought it. So let's go do this." But I talked to my daughter. My daughter came to me one day and said, "Nobody at school likes me. They only like the white girls. Blah blah blah." I said, "It's not about white girls or black girls. They like the girls that are banging, and you're not banging right now, so they're not." And she thought I was talking about her physically. I said, "No, you don't give head. You're not having sex. That's." And I had to tell her. I said, "That's why they like those girls. They look at you and they know nothing's gonna happen." With you know, boys are teenagers, so they thinking about
right.
it. So take it as a compliment.
Yeah.
She was crushed. She was like, they would never ever nobody. And I'm like, you know, Kayla, my daughter's young. Like she looks, she's young in the head. Yeah. Nobody. And I was like, cause you ain't fucking.
I give them the real talk early too. Cause I remember in fourth grade, kids was coming to school with condoms in LA, and they was talking about running trains on girls and everything. And I was like, dang, what's that?
Yeah,
I like trades, but I found out what it was, and it's like, oh, wow, okay. So I get to them young out here. I tell
you
my
have
kids.
To.
It's never too
young.
Early, man.
In middle school, my son, they had wristbands. They had those old rubber. That means that those bands each represented how many blowjobs the girls had given. And there were girls that had them up to here.
Wow.
I wanted to snatch them up and say,
Wow. You know how much money you can make in a couple years.
That's sad.
I remember in first grade, Chicago, it was like, man, you ever pop a girl cherry? First grade.
Oh, yeah.
And I would lie and say, yeah.
First grade?
Yeah, yeah, I've done it.
Yeah, it was going on.
First grade.
Oh, in Chicago, yeah.
They used to do it in the slides. I told y'all, the little round slide, one kid stay at the top, the other kid stay at the bottom, and you stay, get stuck in the middle with the girl, and y'all do it.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't know how. Them young. I came out. I don't know how I ended up losing my virginity at 18, but.
Yeah, I don't know.
It could have started way earlier than that. It could have been like.
I think
there was a point in my when I was actually scared of sex. Like, mm-hmm.
I was terrified.
Like, I don't know if I'm on.
After I had my son, I didn't have sex for a year.
Oh, you were already doing it, though.
But no, I was traumatized.
I'm talking about before. Before had like.
Oh, yeah, you had a live person come out.
Oh,
you.
Yeah.
I'd be like, ah!
And he stayed. He was still with me.
Bro.
Yeah, I was like, nah, I can't ever do that again. I thought I was going to die.
Yeah, if a person came out of my dick, I don't think I'd ever have sex again.
Chances either. Just me having my surgery, I had a catheter. And, you know, that messed with me for a little bit.
That catheter
did? Yeah, man.
That catheter is no joke.
It's real. I never had nothing shoved in.
Wasn't it like a 2-hour procedure?
The procedure itself was short.
So stop talking about it like it was something dangerous.
I'm just talking about the catheter.
You watched it? I couldn't have watched it, bro.
No, it was like underneath the thing, but I was like looking at the nose. Like, with the fist clench or the sheets. Or...
This is the time for one of your transitions.
The catheter?
Because the catheter in the dick is like so unappealing.
Yeah,
that ain't sexy.
That ain't hot
in these streets.
The newness.
It changes your life, guys.
That's too funny.
Yeah, but we were talking about being. Is there such thing as bad parenting? Because I see
of course. Of course,
it depends on your environment. It depends. Some parenting you consider bad, but if it was in your environment is bad, but in their environment it's
exactly.
It's all in the eye of the beholder. Yeah, but sometimes it's like yo.
Sometimes people are actually doing the best that they can.
Man, I got into so many fights because somebody said, put that on my mama. They say, yo mama. And that was just all
That was always a catalyst for me. Like, the your mama joke, I don't play that.
Your mama didn't mean, your mama mean business. And when someone that come out, that's like, oh, yeah.
You can roast me to shreds.
Yeah.
As soon as you... I don't know what it is. It just
I knew my mama wasn't shit. That's why I used to get so bent out of shape about it. Like, we talking about my mama.
You right.
And I love my mama to death, but ooh, my mom had some whack moments in her day. And I adore, I worship the ground my mother walks on, but my mother had me when she was a baby too.
Yeah.
So I know she cut all my hair off one time and she used to put jumpsuits on me, and I've always been tall. And they used to chafe my vagina. It used to be so awful.
Camel toe at a young age.
Yeah, I used to be like, bitch, can you see this? Doesn't fit me. Hilarious. And then cut all my hair off, talking about it'll grow up back stronger, had me looking like Lou Diamond Phillips.
Lou Diamond Phillips? Yeah, you need to post these pictures on Throwback Thursday.
Yeah, my mom was 16 when she had me.
Oh, your mom's young, too.
Yeah, she took me to the club with her. Back then, the DJ booth was up top with the glass around it, the discotheque.
So, you was up there
so I'd be up there with my little toy looking at it.
Discotheque?
It was a discotheque back then. She coming out outfit, dropped me off in the DJ booth.
Hilarious. Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, we didn't play with my. I remember my mom used to teach Dare in my school. My mom was a police officer, so she would teach Dare in my school. And this one kid named Jimmy, he was like, man, your mom got a big booty.
Who?
And I ain't never like I was like, I'm finna fuck you.
You
and them cop pants too. Yeah. And them cop pants.
Yeah, them cop pants. I was like, oh, it's finna go down.
You hauled off.
Yeah.
My mom had me when she was in her 30s. I'm the youngest, so she was grown.
You did it right. She did it right.
Well, you know, I was number 3 though.
I saw my mom in a fight. That's how my mom young, how young she was.
Yeah.
And she won the fight, so I was so proud of her.
Yeah.
You know what it is for your mom to get in a fight and get her ass that's beat in the hood and have to go home with the...
That's tough.
My mom was in a fight at one of our rap parties not too long ago.
Oh, wow.
Did she win?
Yeah, she was in the bathroom. Like, this bitch walked in on me. That's all I heard coming out the bathroom while she was beating some lady up.
Did she win?
Yeah, she was beating her up still. Security came to get me because she was like, I'm a Wayans. Don't fucking touch me. I'll sue this whole motherfucker. I was like, okay.
Oh, I love
her. You got to stop, Ma.
Glad.
Let her go. Let her up, Ma.
You know, it's embarrassing, but I had a fight in L.A. It was in I had to fight the stripper because she touched me. She put her hand on my face and mushed me at a club. And I had on slacks.
I remember that.
And a top. It was the day before Mother's Day. I went to brunch with my kids with my knuckles raw. Because I was like, I took out all the L.A. frustration, yeah, every audition. I didn't book everything. I was like, bitch, you touched me. You about to pay for me having these $12 in this bank account. Me not getting this child support. This dude got a new baby now. I'm like, now you have to pay for it.
I was good for the part.
And I realized when I had scooped her, because my brothers and my uncles taught me how to fight. I scooped her. I was about to dump her on her head. And I realized, like, if this lady falls and dies, I'm going to jail.
You're going to jail.
It was a real battle.
You think about that as an adult?
No, it was at the White Lotus.
Oh, just a strip was at the White Lotus
in Hollywood.
DC was like, I was there. I was like,
she was a stripper. She told me she was a stripper, so I was like, all right, well, just whatever. She wouldn't leave me alone, and then she put her hand in my face and mushed me. And then the next thing I knew, I was choking her. Then I punched her in the face. It was real. I was embarrassed.
Well, now you're not fighting no more.
No.
Good.
They're like, ooh,
good.
But it was bad. But I don't do that anymore. Now I take my frustration out on the stage.
On the mic, yeah.
There you go.
You're like a reformed little crackhead. Hey, that has been our show for today. A hot nothing. Tony, what you got coming up, bro?
I got an album coming out, a comedy album this summer. The date is tentative still.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so be on the lookout for that, guys. Purchase it up. I got sales goals with the album, so buy it up.
iTunes and everything. Craig, anything popping off?
Produced a show called Funniest Wins. Drops this week.
Oh, yeah.
June.
What station?
TBS.
Boom!
On TBS and a children's book.
It drops tomorrow.
It drops tomorrow. I don't know when this is airing.
On
so it's
TBS.
On Fridays.
Tomorrow
on TBS.
Children's book too. Word.
Yeah, it's called Outside Games.
Ida, what you got popping off, baby girl?
So I'm on Last Comic Standing this season. So keep watching. I'm the only Latin woman in the whole 100. Yes, I got to say that because there aren't any. There are 4 Latin people, only 1 woman. I'm hosting the BET Experience for the BET Awards next year, so come by and check it out. I'm interviewing all of the talent on the network, and I have a book coming out called I'll Say It For You, and it's a book of letters for all of the things you want to say to those people in your life that you never said. I'll say it for you.
Oh, right. Yeah. And you can catch me in the comedy streets. I got a new hats I'm selling, DC Urban is Life. Get on these. When you see me out there, I'll be in Atlanta next week, so if you're in Atlanta, come see me in Atlanta, Georgia. I'll let you know. Hit me up, dcirvin.com, and I'll tell you exactly. I'm not going to waste my breath if you're not really coming. Straight up. We've been a hot nothing, y'all. I'm DC Irvin.
Tony Baker.
Ida Rodriguez taking Chaz's job.
And I'm at Craig Wayne's.
At Funny Ada.
We out. Peace.
Hot nothing.